There seems to be at least one paradox at the heart of the idea of the writer as outsider. Fundamental to writers is the need to observe and absorb the world around us, and then to transform it in some way. As we take detailed pictures, do we automatically make ourselves outsiders by stepping outside the frame? Like magpies, we also pick up stories that people tell us. For example, even as a friend is relating some incident or annoyance in their lives, a small part of my brain is thinking, this is interesting, great details, I could use this, which takes me out of the moment and away from my friend. A few writers have fallen out with friends who have been shocked to discover the wholesale borrowing, some would say theft, of experiences told to the writer in their role as a friend. And yet, when we come to write fiction, and I'm sure much the same applies to non-fiction writing, we need to imagine intensely, to identify strongly with the people whom we're writing about, however uncomfortable or difficult that might be, to live the minutiae and texture of their lives, as well as encounter the range of emotions that they undergo during their waking day, and even sometimes their sleep. We need to be insiders. It's easy to detect within a book when a writer hasn't submerged themselves in the world of their book, but remained on the surface, a different kind of outsider. There is a tradition of writers living away from their homeland, Joyce, Hemingway, Scott Fitzgerald, name but a few, in order to write about it. Being outside the home territory gives the writer permission to explore it. Perhaps plundering memories alone allows the writer to dig deep into their imagination as they reenact event, place, and people without the concrete reference before their eyes. Young Angela Carter chose to remove herself to Japan when she won the Somerset Maugham Prize, a place where she knew she'd be a complete outsider. According to Carol Phillips, she was then free to reinvent herself without the multiple anxieties of belonging. Sometimes, of course, the absence is an exile forced on the writer by the political situation in their homeland. Writers often choose to write about people who are marginalised, possibly because the outsider is more interesting than the conformist or has been neglected as a subject. But I suspect it is often because writers themselves, despite the comfort or security they may live in, strongly identify and empathise with the person who is on the margins, because the writer's way of being is on the outside too. I largely grew up in Italy, and so was living outside the world that was home for my parents. As a foreigner in Italy too, I often had to interpret things around me without understanding the culture or what was being said. But when I came to England for summer holidays, I also felt foreign here, finding the place strange, amusing, raw, and sometimes quaint. I think this doubleness helped drive me towards being a writer.